ACCA Podcasts. Practical experience requirement. Training others on an area of work is one such activity that could help you towards achieving Performance Objective 5, Leadership and Management. Training a colleague. There comes a point in most jobs when you have to train a colleague. It could be showing someone new the ropes or instructing somebody on how to cover your role while you're away. If the task falls to you, there are a few simple points to bear in mind. For starters, remember that not everyone learns in the same way, so try to establish your colleague's learning style at the outset. Ask them how they have learned important things in the past. Focus on what works for them and not what would work for you. What is pretty much the same for everyone is that we don't take well to being overloaded. We have all heard of the learning curve, says David O'Brien, SME advisor with National Network Business Doctors. But fewer people know about the forgetting curve, which says that we forget 50% of what we have been told within 1 hour. So it is better to train your colleague in short bursts where possible, allowing them time to practice what has been learned. And don't be afraid to repeat things at the next session and check their understanding regularly. Creating a suitable learning environment is important too. If at all possible, establish an environment away from the normal workspace. One urgent query in the middle of a training session can be very damaging to how much is learned, as the brain will switch back to normal work mode and remind the learner of a dozen other queries waiting to be dealt with, warns O'Brien. As for any specific training techniques, O'Brien cites an old adage. Tell them what you're going to tell them, then tell them, and then tell them what you told them. In practice, this means setting the scene by agreeing what is going to be learned and why it is important, going through the learning, and then summarizing at the end of the session, he says. This is also the time to check understanding and go back over any grey areas. But remember, closed questions such as, do you understand everything, and have you got any questions, are not helpful here. Ask your colleague to explain back what they have learned and how they will use it in their role. Be patient. When passing on knowledge about an activity you've been doing regularly for years, it is easy to forget how difficult you may have found it the first time. If you give hints of being frustrated, you run the risk of the learner starting to pretend they understand when they don't, says O'Brien. So be prepared to go back over what you have covered if necessary. Finally, instruct the trainee wherever possible, but avoid the trap of doing the task for them or giving them too much help. For instance, if you are showing a colleague how to use software, don't touch the keyboard yourself and don't point at the screen when they get stuck. Encourage them to examine their options and work out what to do, says O'Brien. This encourages problem solving within the task. If you continually point at the correct option, when they get stuck in real life, their brain will wait for a finger to appear and point at what to do next.